It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is where we dive deep into the world of real estate, everything related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. It's always a great day when you're in the studio with Kyle Bailey.
So I understand there's been a significant shift in mortgage rates. That's got to get a lot of people's attention. Can you fill us in?
Absolutely, Kyle. So the Federal Reserve has indicated that they're likely to cut their benchmark interest rate in September. And this is already influencing mortgage rates. So as of this week, the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage is about 6.35%. And that's down from 6.46% just last week and significantly lower than the 7.18% we saw this time last year.
Now, that's a notable drop, but how does it change the landscape for people that are thinking about buying a home?
Yeah, well, with lower mortgage rates, buyers can save a substantial amount of money. So, for instance, a home priced at $400,000 with a 20% down payment would now result in a monthly payment of about $1,991 at the current rate. So just a year ago, if someone had obtained a mortgage at that higher rate, a 7.79%, they would have been paying around $2,300 monthly, nearly $310 more each month, or about $3,720 annually.
So that is, that's going to be great news for buyers, especially if they're feeling pinched. But are buyers rushing to take advantage of these rates, or are they a little hesitant?
Well, interesting. While we've seen a slight increase in mortgage applications, up by 1%, overall activity remains 9% lower than last year. So many buyers seem to be holding out for even lower rates before making a move. It appears they're exercising patience, especially now that more homes are hitting the market.
So it sounds like that makes sense for those considering buying. What should they be watching for in the coming weeks?
Yeah, so home buyers should keep a close eye on the Federal Reserve's upcoming mid-September meeting. If they do indeed cut rates, we could see mortgage rates drop further, which may entice more buyers back into the market. Additionally, with more inventory available, it's a good time for buyers to evaluate their options.
Well, some great advice there. It seems like we're entering an interesting phase in the real estate market. Any final thoughts about that?
Well, I just like to remind everyone that now is a good time to assess your financial situation and discuss options with the mortgage professional. So this way, when the time is right, you'll be ready to make a move.
All right. Always good insights there. It sounds like a mix of challenges and opportunities navigating the current market.
Yeah, I think it's really important for our listeners out there to stay informed and connected with your real estate agent. With more listings hitting the market and interest rates easing slightly, there's potential to find a home that fits your needs, but you'll want to act fast since demand is still strong.
Yeah, great advice there. So now that we've broken down those updates, we can keep an eye on the market. And let's talk about the local real estate updates from the past week and what's been going on.
Yeah, so for the week of August 23rd through August 29th, we had 6 coming soon listings. So that's kind of a higher number than we've typically seen in the last 4 weeks. 57 new listings came on the market. 14 came back on the market. We had 2 sellers negotiate bumpable offers on their properties. 1 short sale pending. We had 68 price changes. So sellers are wanting to get their homes sold before summer. 37 pending sales for the week and 33 sold in the last 7 days, and 6 listings didn't sell.
Now, you mentioned the price changes. I'm curious about that. When people have to make changes, are we talking sort of a cosmetic small number change, or are we talking a bigger drop sometimes?
Well, we see it all over. Typically, we're seeing price reductions probably in that 2 to 5% price range. But typically, if you've been on the market for a couple weeks and you haven't had any showings, it's an indication that you're probably 5 to 10% priced above the market.
And so the idea might be to, if you haven't put your home on the market yet, to go in at a more realistic price point to begin with.
Exactly, because what happens is the buyers will immediately go look at your house as soon as you hit the market. But if they feel the value isn't there, they're going to go make that offer on the other house that they feel is more valuable. And so by pricing a little high, you might be missing the market, and then you might sit longer on the market and end up having to do a price reduction lower than you could have sold it for if you had priced it right the first time.
And if you do that and it ends up sitting there for a while, then that makes people start to speculate about, okay, what else is wrong with this house, or why is nobody else, you know, checking it out, or why are they not interested?
Exactly. Yeah, they always say, well, why is this house set on the market for so long? What's wrong with it?
Yeah, so, all right, good advice there. Now, what about some of the listings right now?
Yeah, so we have some new listings to talk about. At 122 Heron Lane in Myrtle Creek, there's a two-bedroom, two-bath home and a park for $29,999. You know, these are the affordable homes. I think what I haven't talked about purchasing a home in a park is that these are affordable options. Just make sure that your offer is contingent on you getting park approval. So just because you want to buy a home in a park, a lot of these parks have income requirements, credit requirements. And so make sure that your agent's including that contingency.
Yeah, good to know that going in so that you don't start to go and then turn around and have to go the other way.
Yeah. Yep. There's also another interesting property in Sutherland at 960 East Central Avenue in Sutherland. This is a 1997 manufactured home, really cute, on a third of an acre. It's got a total of 3,002 square feet, so they must have an addition here. It is a triple wide, but it's got C3 zoning, so it's perfect for like a live-work possibility. It's got lots of paved parking, 10 spaces. So whether you're looking to run a business, find a new home, this property has it all.
Right there on East Central and Sutherland. Mm-hmm. What else do you see?
Yeah, so this one looked interesting. 2432 Old Garden Valley. This is a popular West Roseburg location. The house is on 1 acre. It's 1,878 square feet. Single story, listed for $539,000. I expect to see that house get some traction soon. It's been fully remodeled.
One of the advantages there, if you like that area, if you like that rural setting heading out towards Melrose, is you've got an acre. That's not too much for a lot of people, but you get the view of a lot more open space.
Yeah, flat acre, lots of room for whatever you want to do, gardening, animals.
And I see you've got some at higher price points, too.
Yeah, so this one, 1900 Lewis Creek Road in Myrtle Creek. Boy, they have, whoever did this property had some nice marketing photos on here of a dusk lighting. 204 acres. It's a 2,400 square foot home, single story, listed for $1.195 million.
Wow.
Looks like a lot of outbuildings.
Yeah, and a lot of work that goes into lighting, things like that. And that really can set things off, really add a lot to it.
Yeah, lots of curb appeal there and manicured yard.
All right, what else do you see?
Well, we're going to move on to the sold property, $66,000, three-bedroom, two-bath home in a park on Bree Drive in Winston. So that was on the market for 103 days and sold. We have a really cute house at 561 Wildcat Canyon in Sutherland. This is a popular neighborhood in Sutherland and Fairway Estates. It's a gated community. So it was a single-story home, just under 1,600 square feet, low-maintenance yard that sold for $375,000.
A unique one out here in Glide.
Swanee Lane. Yeah, that just recently closed. Three-bedroom, one-bath on 5.1 acres. And sold for $475,000.
And I see one more out to Roberts Creek Road.
Yeah, this one on Roberts Creek Road was interesting. 74 acres, a four-bedroom, three-bath home, 2,800 square feet. It was on the market 109 days. It was listed for $1.295 million, reduced to $1.195 million, and sold for $1.1 million.
Well, not everybody wants 74 acres, so you've got to find the right fit there, but it looks like they did it.
Yeah, got to find someone that maybe has some animals and a lot of equipment.
So now, going into the long weekend, are you guys going to still have open houses this weekend?
Well, absolutely. I think I've heard a lot of agents are doing their open houses on Saturday instead of Sunday because of Labor Day weekend.
All right. And where do people find out about the open houses you guys have?
Yeah, well, you can always go to our website at marygilbert.com and check out our open house page. And if you ever need information to get in touch, you can give us a call at 541-371-5500 or go to marygilbert.com.
All right. Mary Gilbert, local real estate update. Do you do football predictions for this weekend as well?
I have not done any football predictions, but how about my daughter worked for the Broncos? So maybe the Broncos. I don't know.
Very good. 9 o'clock.